Steve. Appreciate the invitation to speak here tonight. We didn't come for that. We came to see the children. Hadn't seen the children in a while. And right after Christmas, I guess, was the last time. Was kind of hungry to come see them. Closed the meeting, I guess, Thursday night. And my guiding star said, "Why don't we go see the children?" So we did. We came out. We've enjoyed a good time with the family. And incidentally, I'm not the one that requested that Dustin sing. I just want you to know that it wasn't me, all right? Thank the Lord, but I enjoyed hearing him anyway. And Brother Jimmy, they both sung real good, I thought. And good songs, very good songs, and I appreciate that. Thank the Lord, but I appreciate Brother Steve, Sister Gayla, and all you folks here. I think I probably told you before, but I tell it far and wide. And I say, I've never been there, but what they wasn't a good spirit in the church. And that's something that you need to be very thankful for and hold on to. Because there's places we go that you can't feel much of anything. And I like the good spirit of God, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Thank the Lord. Well, I hope we can try a little bit here to help and do a little something tonight. But your message, Brother Steve, this morning I thought was very good. And I'd sure like for the Lord to be king in my heart, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes.
And I thought Brother Bruce did a good job of teaching this morning and kind of stirred me up a little bit, thinking about Caleb and how he was so faithful to the Lord. And I appreciated that very much. But, Brother Steve, your conviction about more of the Bible reading and such as that hadn't reached all your people yet. Because there's been a request, maybe just a comment that you're fast learners here, and it don't take you long to catch on. And so I don't have to stay up here too long to get it done. And I won't look now where it's coming from. I'll just ignore that. But I thought in light of that fact that, you know, to make sure you do understand what I'm preaching, it might be well if you took notes tonight. So, you know, if you have a little dictating machine or something, you might can kind of get some of it on that so you can rehearse it later or something. Is that all right, Brother Randy? Okay, you fast learners, let's go. Thank the Lord. In the book of Little John, chapter 4, I'd like to read. And we'll start reading about verse 7. And I do believe the Bible is very important, the Word of God. And I'll tell you why that I have read as much as I have over the years. That first message that I preached didn't just come impromptu. I felt like I was called, and I told Brother Donnie Vaughn one Saturday night that I did. And he just nodded his head and said, "All right," said, "you'll preach tomorrow night." So I spent many hours of fear over in the back 40 that next Sunday evening, that next day, trying to get ready to preach. And I told the Lord, I realized, I got over there praying for a message, and I realized that I didn't have any fillers. I was just pretty young in the Lord, you know. I didn't have a lot of stories to tell. I didn't have a lot of examples to talk about. So I thought, God, just give me your word and let me preach your word. And so that's kind of where I've been ever since then. I do have a few fillers now, Brother Randy. I do have a few things that I can say. But anyway, you go with us to Little John chapter 4 and verse 7. We'll begin reading. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. I like the simplicity of the Word of God. I know there's times and places in the Bible that we get bogged down and we don't understand it all. But this is something that I think we ought to understand pretty well. The love of God. And God, he first loved us. And that's the only way that we've been able to return that love, is because he first loved us. And we know that what God has done for us in the plan of salvation, that Jesus said on the cross, he said, it is finished. There's nothing that has to be added to this plan of God. He's given us everything, Brother Moore, to live for God here and to live with him in heaven after a while. There don't need to be a one of us that fails on our journey to heaven. God's given us what we need to make it. And it doesn't have to be qualified with boundaries on saying what God will do here and this and that and what he won't do there. He left the boundaries wide open. There are none. Whatever comes, whatever we face, we can make it through. And we can live with the Lord. Everything that we know about God is based in love. I have known his mercy. I have known his grace. I have felt his compassion through the years. These are products of love. It's because God loves us that we can do this. We can feel what we feel from him. I have yet to know God as the God of judgment. I've never come to him there. One day we will. We'll stand before him. But using what God has given us and growing in that, we'll have a clear answer in that day. Enter in to the joy of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God. This love is so great that it casts out fear. Glory to God. I mean fear. He cast it out because of love.
Thank you, Lord.
And if we're still living in fear, we haven't been made perfect in love. Glory. I don't know what lies ahead for us, but I do know that there are trials and tribulations. I feel certain that we are facing persecution, and I've never had to know God in the times of persecution. I've never known that. Saints before us have. Saints in other places in the world do. They know God and His grace and His love and His mercy and His compassion in the times of persecution. We were probably, some of us, maybe all of us or a lot of us, we'll learn about God like that. But when we get there, I'd like for you to remember, God is still love. That's who He is.
Yes.
And His love is the most perfect love that man has ever encountered. We cannot know the depths of this love because it passes all knowledge. Our minds cannot conceive of the depth of it. I can't conceive all the times that I've made mistakes in these 35 years that I've been living for Him and said, Lord, I'm sorry, and felt that forgiveness from heaven immediately.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell you the times, and I can't understand that depth, but God is love. Glory to God in heaven. This love is extremely strong because the Bible said in Solomon's Song, chapter 8, and in verse 6, he said, set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. I don't know of anything that's any stronger than death. When death comes, it divides and it separates.
Yes.
Glory to God. Even lives that were so close that nothing else could interfere. Nothing else could stop that love or come between them. But when death comes, does what nothing else can. But the Bible said that love is strong as death. Glory to God in heaven. I feel like trying to talk to you a little bit tonight. I hope the Lord can help me because I realize that I can't do anything without Him. But I know that what I'm preaching to us tonight is what the Bible teaches.
All right.
The Bible teaches love.
Yes.
Glory.
Love.
And that love is strong.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. I don't know about your times when you couples found each other and the sparks that flew and what all took place. I don't know about that.
I met my wife when she was 13. I was about 16. We met up, and the first night I asked her to marry me. Before we ever had a date. I told y'all that, hadn't I? Huh? Lord. We met up at the old Adams camp meeting, the one over where they have the Methodist church there now at the campground, and used to all the community come together, all denominations at camp meeting, and so I was sitting on the very
she was sitting about two or three seats ahead of me there with another girl, a girl I went to school with. And so I was 16, and I was already backslid, and I wasn't paying any attention to the church service. But I spotted this young girl up there that kind of impressed me a little bit. So I started moving in, you know, I write notes. And I started pitching them over her friend's shoulder because I knew her. And Sherry Tipton was her name. And I sent two or three notes to her. And then I sent one to Karen. And I found out there's an old broom in the corner right beside me there. And had the old broom straw in it. Broom corn. And I found out you could break them straws off and stick it in that note and it'd sail just straight. So if y'all don't do it here, practice that at home. But anyhow, I pitched one over Karen's shoulder and landed in her lap, and she got it. She just handed it to Sherry. She thought I'd missed. And Sherry looked at it and said, "This is yours." So she gave it back to Karen. She opened it up, and I said, "Will you marry me?" So she wrote on it and flipped it back to me and said, "You never can tell." Glory. That's been about 48 or so years ago now. And sure enough, that's the way things turned out. We got married. But I found out, and Karen accuses me of things that I'm really not as guilty of as she thinks I am, but she still thinks so. And we went together 4 years, and I digressed a little bit here and there, and always come back, you know, and she always took me back, and all of that, but it wasn't nothing very serious at all, because I had done got the feeling that this one here is the one I want.
Wow.
And nothing turned me away from that, and I talked it over with myself one night and decided, of all the girls I knew, which wasn't too many, but this was the only one that I wanted to live my life with.
Wow.
And so we just got to spending a lot of time together. We had 4 years of dating to do it in because she couldn't get married till she graduated from high school. So we had to wait a while until she was able to be qualified to be married. And so she graduated on a Friday night, and Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, we tied the knot. And we went on our way.
Hallelujah.
I found out love takes a long relationship for it to be cultivated and grow. You got to spend time with people. I mean, I was at a husband and Jenny when they first got here. But you've got to spend time with
him. Spend time with him.
And you've got to spend time with the Lord.
Oh, yes.
If you really love him.
How about that?
And I know that we're glad that the Lord said, "I'll never leave you. And I'll never forsake you." But he's looking for us to be that faithful to him. And for us to love him enough to be that faithful, we've got to spend time with him and get to know him. Glory. And the more you know him, the better he is. The greater he is. And what we're talking about here is a love affair. Jesus Christ is the bridegroom, and we are the bride. So there needs to be a very close relationship. And that relationship must be maintained day in and day out. But that love that only comes from heaven,
dear Lord,
can be as strong as death.
Glory
to God.
Oh, yes.
Stronger than Satan,
stronger than his deception, stronger than his devices, stronger than anything, the love of God. And I know we've come a ways, and some of us here is old enough to have had some trials along the way, and we have found what the love of God will do in the times of trial. Glory to God in heaven. Karen don't understand it yet, I don't think. But there could not have been anyone that would have pulled me away from meeting her in the aisle and saying, I do. There was nobody that could have drawn me away. And I hope there ain't nothing that can draw me away from my Master and my Savior and my Bridegroom, because I'm planning on living with Him one of these days, and it's going to be world without end when we get to that place. There's going to be a marriage supper over yonder in a little while, and I'm planning on being there by the help and the grace of my Lord. Glory to God. I've been telling the Lord, Lord, I've got to make it. I can't afford to miss it. Whatever it takes, I've been saying, get me through. It don't matter what's ahead. I've got to be able to pay the price. I've got to be able to stand the test. Whatever it is, because I've got to see this one that loved me enough to give his life for me. Glory to God in heaven. Paul asked the question in Romans 8 and 35, and you know it well. But he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who? Who tonight could draw you away from Jesus Christ? What could be done? What would you face that would stop your love for Him that you would turn away? What would it be? Well, I want to tell us before we go on that we are living in the greatest time of deception the world has ever known. And if the Lord don't have mercy on us, Brother Moore, there's going to be a day out ahead of us that everyone would be deceived if it wasn't for the elect. But for the elect's sake, he said, here's that love. I'll shorten the days for the elect's sake. I want to tell us tonight, we have got to have the love for him that is strong as death. And it will not just happen because that we have been born again. You have got to spend time with Him. Time. Glory.
Oh, yes. I never did like the double date, brother.
I just never did. We started dating. That's the way we had to do it for a while. Her sister and her boyfriends, two or three of them, glory to God. I wanted her by myself. Jesus wants you to get along with Him. Just you and Him. And spend hours.
Oh Lord.
Glory to God. How much prayer and time of the Lord will it take? I don't know. But Jesus said men ought to always pray and not to faint. Oh. And Paul said that we need to pray without ceasing.
Yes.
When you can't just be alone, you can walk down through the streets of the city and you can be a talking to the Lord in your heart. You can be right there beside Him and Him beside you. Oh. It won't make any difference where you are. Glory to God. But oh, those times when there's nobody around. when you shut the world out and it's just you and Him and you kneel before Him. Woo, glory to God. And you begin to talk to the one that has loved you with a love that cannot be spanned and understood. It's greater than we can ever comprehend. And to realize that we were on our way down to a devil's hell, and somehow the love of God reached out in mercy.
Yes, sir.
And turned you around. Woo, glory to God. And He did that before we ever knew Him, before we ever loved Him. He did all of that.
Yes.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Karen and I can't have the same testimony that Brother Cleveland said to Frank Scraper had. They're gone now. We buried both of them last year and a half. They're gone, but they've married for 60 years of it together, and he always told us we'd never have fun. She wouldn't fight with him. Takes two to fight.
And he told me different times. He said there'd been times when I just had to walk off.
But thank God. Thank God they had the testimony.
Yeah. Glory to God in heaven. I want to tell us tonight, if husband and wife can pull together through life and keep that love together in their hearts, they can face anything that comes with the grace of God.
Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes.
I've told Karen many a time, I said, Mom, I believe if we can stay together, pulling together, that we can face anything. Satan likes to divide and conquer.
Oh, yes.
That's what he likes to do.
That's right.
Glory to God. I want to tell you, he'll never cause Jesus to walk away from you.
All right.
All he can work on is you and me. But he can persuade us to turn away from him. And brother, we're in a time of falling away right now. And it ain't over yet. And there's going to be a lot more that will.
Oh, yes.
But as I prayed today, I didn't come down here to preach. But as I prayed, found out that was going to need to, I felt the Lord lay a burden on my heart to tell us tonight. Love Him. Love Him with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength. Love Him. Glory. Because this love is what's going to see us through. I teach very strongly that if you're saved, you need to be sanctified whole. And if you're sanctified, you need to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes.
But I want to tell you right here tonight, this love, if all you've got is a justification experience, born again, if you love Him enough, you can make it through. But I believe we need to have all we can get.
Oh, yes.
From heaven above.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God. Well, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Christ's love will not diminish. So He's not speaking about Him. Paul's writing about us. What will separate me from Him? Satan can never separate him from me. It has to be on this part. Glory to God. And he begins to ask the question, shall tribulation? We don't yet really know about tribulation like we're going to learn if we live a little while. We have gone through some tribulations. I ain't a bit, ashamed to tell you that my family has endured some tribulation. But it ain't the great tribulation. And in that tribulation, I didn't know if I was going to make it or not. I didn't see how I could, but I wasn't wanting to quit. There wasn't nothing in me wanting to quit. I just didn't know if I could keep on going.
Right.
Oh, but I want to tell you, there was somebody in heaven that loved me.
But you never
got to where I couldn't take another step. I said, I'll take one more.
Yes.
Oh, glory. I'm going to tell you, this love I'm preaching about tonight will see you through the mark of the beast, and that's where we go.
Right.
Glory to God in me. Tribulation. He said, or distress. People have been distressed. Somehow or another they hadn't been forsaken. Glory to God. Or persecution. Will that separate us? Glory. How about famine? I don't know nothing about that.
No.
Probably you don't either. And certainly in a day like today, I'm gaining weight out here on the evangelistic trail. I guess I've gained 10 pounds since we left Christmas. I don't speak well for the end of the year, does it? Oh, I don't know nothing about that.
No, no.
But people of God have known.
That's right.
About famine. Have I ever told you the story that Brother Norman Cartwright told me one time about the time when he was inquiring of the Lord, just a young Christian, and he said, God, how are you going to take care of us and feed us in the time of tribulation? Have I ever told you that? He said he's out in the pine thicket of praying one day, out by the house where he lived. And said he began to ask the Lord about that. And the Lord spoke to him and said, turn around and sit down against that tree there. He just turned around and sat down and leaned up against the tree. He said, I hadn't mourned done that until out of the thicket come a covey of quail. And said they walked within arm's reach. Well, he said that. And said, I think he said, every one of them stopped and looked at him. And then they went up. He said, I see, Lord. The Lord can show you these things.
Oh, yes.
If you really want to know.
Oh, yes.
Glory in famine.
In famine.
In times of trouble when there's nothing, do you believe God still can speak to the raven?
Sure he can.
Woo! Some parts of the country might be an old crow. But I believe he can still speak.
Sure he can.
And if God needs to feed me with ravens bringing me food, he can do it. Glory to God.
Oh, yes, he can
take the winter's meal barrel.
Sure can.
And just keep a scooping out of it.
Oh, yes.
And it never go dry.
Never run out.
Can famine separate us?
No, no.
If we love him enough, brother, it can't.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory. How about nakedness? Not enough clothes. I tell people sometimes I believe in my long sleeves. I believe in covering myself. But one of these days, brother, my clothes may be threadbare and worn. And I may not have on sufficient to pass the standard test. But I believe if I'm still right with God,
oh,
yeah. He'll take care of me there.
Sure he will.
Glory to God in heaven. My Lord, what can separate you tonight? I can't answer that question for you, but you might could. I wish you'd everyone ask yourself tonight, what can separate me from the love of Christ? Peril? Sword? I don't know nothing about the sword. Glory to God. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, glory to God in heaven. I don't know what else we named there, Brother Moore. Looked to me like he took care of it all. And he said he's persuaded that none of these things can separate us. Oh, glory to God. Because the Lord loves us. And I need to tell us. And I'm a hurrying, Brother Randy.
Glory to God. I need to tell us that love is the most essential thing in our walk with God. Our works will never get above that. The things that we do for the Lord will never take the place of that love.
Oh, you're right.
I believe I can say, brother, that you and your wife have stayed together how long? And I believe it's been because you love one another. Age don't diminish that, does it? No. Heart attacks? Glory to God. Feebleness? Though the outward man perish, the inward man, where the love of God resides, is renewed day by day. This is a day-to-day walk with God, and it will be renewed day by day. Glory.
Yes.
I read about church at Ephesus. Jesus sent him a letter by John from Patmos. And he commended them in the church they had. I've looked at it and thought this must have been a good church. I mean, there were some good points there that Jesus talked about. But somehow in day-to-day living, somehow in going through the trials, somehow in not taking time to pray, they had lost the essential thing. Without this one thing, all the rest was to go away. None at all. None at all. He said, I saw you. You have left your first
love.
If we lose that first love for Jesus, that he's no longer first above everything, there's still no way back to gain it except with him. That's what he said.
Oh, yes.
He said, repent and do your first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick from out of its place. I went through that to tell you this. Love makes everything else work. neither uncircumcision. It's no relevance. But he said this does. Faith, which worketh by love. You cannot have faith without love. Oh, hold us. Said, if I had faith, what did he say? Remove mountain. What did he say?
Remove mountain.
Glory. And had not charity, which is love. That's the love of God. Oh, glory. I'm going to hold you a little longer, Brother Randy. Hold on. Saints, we can't lose this life.
Oh, yes.
But Satan has done so much to so many. And he knows he has to work on us. And he knows the prayer time is the most important time. There is nothing that will take the place of old time prayer.
Exactly right.
You'll never find anything to substitute the past. But we have become a busy people. We have extended ourselves. Sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes it's not. But we reach a place many times when the days are so full. That you begin to lose that time of praying like you really need to do. My Lord.
I'm going to tell you again, you got to stay again. Oh, you got to spend time together.
You can't do it any other way. My wife and me have been fortunate, called into the ministry. I don't hardly go anywhere without her. I don't care nothing about going to town with anybody else but her. We're together day in and day out.
All right.
But I can tell you tonight, my love for her is not the same as it was when we married. No. It gets deeper.
Greater. Yes.
And stronger as the days go by.
All right.
And the years pass away. Until you reach a place to where you cannot see how you could live without it. Lord, we're in a continual argument about who's going to die first. And I tell her, Mom, I want to. I want to go before you do, but I don't want to be left here without you. She tells me the same thing, so we're praying, Lord, take us together.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Time together.
Yeah.
Time together. How much have you given the Lord in the last week? Mm. How many hours have you spent on your knees in His presence? I'm talking to Him. He opened up the way that day from Calvary. Just as soon as He died there, the veil in the temple over yonder was rent in twain. He made the way into the Holy of Holies so that you and I could come into the very presence of God. And we don't need a high priest in this world. We've got one at the right hand of God. Glory!
Yes.
He made the way. He died for it. And I need to love Him. I've got to love Him. And He, Brother Martin, is the only one that knows whether it's enough or not. I tell the Lord a lot of times to pray it. And I guess every day, Lord, I love you. And I believe I do.
But I usually wind up by saying, Lord, you know my heart. And you know if I love you enough. You know if I love you enough to be faithful unto death. You know that. But I want to tell you before I close tonight. I had a lot more here, Mark, but I'm not going to.
Praise y'all. Praise y'all. We're in
joy. Glory to God. Glory. I want to tell you that we can reach that love that overcomes all the obstacles that's in the way. I read about a man by the name of Stephen. And they would have taken him out to stone him to death. And they did. But that man had reached a love for the Lord. That while they were beating his life out with stones, he said, lay not this sin to their charge. But he had just before that looked up, and yonder the heavens opened up, and whoo, he saw the one that loved him and the one that he loved. And he was not sitting at the right hand of the Father, but he was standing. I want to tell you, he'll be there if you're trying to beat your life out with stones. If they're going to take your head off, he'll be there to help us.
Oh, yes.
Make the cross. Why? Because that's what we're trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, yes.
I'm trying to make that crossing. And I've got to make it in the love of my Lord. I've got to make it to where He's higher in my life than anything. He's got to be my first love before my wife, before my children, before my grandchildren. He's got to be above every other one in this world. He will never take second place in anything, and we'll not force him into it. We'll not live good enough in any other way for him to accept us like that. But I want you to know he'll be a looking. What's in that heart? Who's the king of my heart? Glory to God in heaven. How much do you love him? I can't answer that question. For you, I really can't answer it for me. Glory. But I'm asking the Lord all the time, Lord, help me to give you my life if I need to. Help me to love you with my life if that's what you require. I'm not asking to get around that. All I'm asking is for grace. If that time ever came, I want to be able to have the grace to lay my life down for him. He laid his down for me one time. And brother, I was so unworthy and undeserving. I'd been saved as a young boy and backslid as a young boy. And through all of my teenage years, just about, from about probably 14 on, I lived like the devil. I did what the devil wanted me to do. And I went far, far into sin. And I did not deserve another opportunity. But Jesus loved me enough. He brought that old-time conviction on my heart one more time. And oh, I was glad to feel what I felt. Because I knew enough about it. This was my open door. This was my opportunity, and I gave my heart to the Lord. Been just over 35 years now since I started on this journey. Many of you here have lived for the Lord much longer than that. But I can tell you this, marriages don't all last to be 57 years. Many times one partner or the other goes on, and it may have happened to some here. Glory. But that love at an early age, in just a few years together, can be strong enough that there could never be another take that place. I'm not preaching against it, remarrying. I'm not preaching against that. But I can tell you this. I cannot imagine anybody that I could live with besides Karen. I couldn't imagine. And I know that she says I'm a lone wolf, a loner, and I am by nature. That's what I am. But I can't stand it when she ain't around.
Glory to God in heaven. I don't like an empty house.
No, I don't like that. I like for my wife to be. Our love to be strong, brothers. Our love to be strong, sisters, for one another. You can be strong for the Lord. It can be so strong for Him that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God.
Paul wrote and said, now abideth these three, faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these is charity. That is the perfect love of God. That is that love that passes all understanding, that we can't know without Him. That is the most important thing. When you face the trials ahead, and you will if we live a little while, you're going to face trials. And the trials are going to get stronger because of the deception of Satan. His deceiving spirit is getting stronger all the time. And there'll be times out yonder ahead when you don't know how you're going to make it. But if you'll love the Lord enough, I can promise you He'll see you through. This love will bring us through. This love will take us through. John wrote and said, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. But faith can only work by love. The more you love Him, the more you'll have faith in Him and trust Him and believe Him. Maybe it'd be good if we just come and pray. Would that be all right? Somebody wants to sing a song or play something, whatever you want to do. But let's come. Let's find a place to pray.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank the Lord.